Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook. Come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't say nothing, girl, strip that down for me. Strip it down. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, if you strip that down for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Last night I decided to do a warm-up show for tonight's presidential debate. I watched Dancing with the Stars. So,
oh boy.
I don't know.
How's Carol Baskin?
Well, she's done. She should have been done last week, but she finally got ousted. Yeah.
If you were dancing with a Brooklyn Bridge, you could get more bounce. You just walk through it. You know, samba needs life, bounce, and energy. You can't just sleep, walk through a samba. I'm sorry, my love.
See ya.
Five.
Derek Cuff.
Four.
Five,
Bruno
four.
Tungyo.
Oh, dear, get ready. Three. But I have to say, Anne and Kia.
Carol is going to be going home. How are you feeling right now, Carol?
My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Yes.
Okay. No, you killed your husband. Ex-husband. Yeah. Your current husband's going to be happy to see you, Carol, Tiger Lady. Go home. Are they the lowest scores ever? I don't really follow this show, let alone the stats on it. But Laura, a 5, a 4, and a 3.
I feel like her scores she got on the first night were lower.
Oh, maybe. A 3?
But then they saved her because they wanted to see what she could do.
Yeah, yeah. How'd that work out? Unbelievable.
Not well.
All right, so we got Carol Baskin out of the way. Now tonight, we see the real competition, the presidential debate. For the, what did Mark say at the top of the hour with news? For the first time ever in Cleveland.
Okay.
Hot blooded. Now you're driving me wild. Hot blooded. I'm so hot for you, child. Hot blooded. I'm a little bit high.
94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Hi, Shannon.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Sunbury.
What's going on today, Shannon?
Nothing much. On my way to work soon.
Oh, well, thanks for listening on the way to work. On the way to lunch today, or any day, try some Chicken McNuggets or try the all-new spicy, hot-blooded Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, yes. My daughter will be excited. She's obsessed with McDonald's.
Oh, okay. And you like your McNuggets spicy?
Yeah, I'm willing to try it.
All right. Good job for you. A 10-piece spicy Chicken McNuggets for hearing the spicy song of the day. Grab a coffee in the meantime, okay, Shannon?
Thank you so much.
Put the coffee down. Coffee is for closers only.
No, coffee is for everyone only. National Coffee Day. You know what I was thinking of this morning, Laura?
What's that?
Remember when you used to say, coffee? Sure. Cream and sugar? Yes, no. Now, it's like there's a bazillion different kinds of coffee.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have a half foam, triple, double,
latte.
Sparkling unicorn, venti, pumpkin spice with no whip. Hold the almond milk, but add oat milk, espresso latte thing. Thanks.
I'm completely with you, except for the sparkling unicorn thing. I just don't.
I just had to throw that in there for 2 seconds.
Okay. What kind of coffee do you like? We want to know. The Ford Fun Line's always open, or hit us up on Facebook, especially if you have like a certain coffee that even Laura has never heard of. Let us know. Because I was in the store, standing in the Wise Market, looking at the coffee, thinking, all I want is like a dark roast. Now we have dark roasts from every nation in the world except our own. Except our own. Like, can't they grow coffee beans in the hills of Pottsville or something? I mean, come on. But
I don't think we have the climate for it.
I guess not.
Coffee is a tropical plant.
Or we don't have, you know, the animals that eat the beans and then poop them out and make the good coffee.
You're talking about bats. And what is that, guano?
Yeah, what is that stuff? Can't I just have a coffee? I mean, come on.
Fun fact, bat poop is how they used to make mascara as well.
Wait, they make mascara as well as coffee out of poop?
It used to be. Not anymore, but back in the day. Yeah.
Ladies,
I bet that was good for your eyeballs.
Ladies, what have you been sticking in your eye as well as your mouth? Anyway, so how do you like your coffee? Let us know, especially if it's really unusual. Me, it's just a dark roast with a dash of cream. No sugar. I'm just fine with a coffee with a dash of cream. Now, if you eliminate the cream, what do I like in my coffee, Laura?
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, a little J-Mo. Never heard of anybody.
a little hoot, a little hit of something. Every once in a while, you like to partake in an Irish coffee.
Yes, I do, because it is my heritage, and it tastes good.
Which is fine.
Let us know about your coffee. That'll be cool on National Coffee Day. News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Tom and Laura in the morning.
On National Coffee Day on 94KX.
Nothing like a little pyromania this early in the morning. Fooling. Hey, no fooling. I'm excited about this. A new invention for socially distancing your trick-or-treaters in your neighborhood. I'm excited about it. We're going to talk about it coming up in just a few minutes. The only problem is, Laura, I don't have any kids in my neighborhood. So
that's okay.
I live in the middle of a cornfield in the middle of nowhere. So If I purchase, and I'm not going to give it away right now, but if I purchase one of these devices for trick-or-treating, I'm coming over your house and sitting on the front porch with it.
That's fine. No problem.
Are you sure?
There's plenty of space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is National Coffee Day with Tom and Laura in the morning, and I think I'm in the mood for a pumpkin latte.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
I just can't air that enough.
Pumpkin spice latte.
People get really excited about pumpkin.
Yeah, they do. Well, thanks to you. You started everything pumpkin, what, 8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago?
September 1st.
I'm pretty sure it was 4th of July.
It was not. It was September 1st. I just wanted to kick off fall a little early. I couldn't wait until October.
Okay, and today is a Try It Tuesday, so my guess is we're going to try one more thing pumpkin?
Heck yeah.
All right. No, not that. We're going to do something else.
We're going to make something pumpkin. It's going to be great.
Okay, that comes up at 8:15 Facebook Live as well. We'll talk about that more later. Pumpkin spice latte, number one in the state of Maine, followed by Utah, Montana, New Hampshire, of course, and West Virginia. They are the biggest pumpkin spice latte states in America.
Don't worry, I'm working on making that Pennsylvania.
I am so excited about this. Tom and Laura, in the morning, you got a social distance for Halloween, right, Laura?
I guess so.
I mean, you know, if you're having it in your town and the kids are showing up, you can't just, like, invite them in and get real close to them. And so someone has invented, rumor has it, it's the same guy that invented the candy zip line. He has now invented, some dude in Texas now, has invented the candy cannon.
One, two,
that doesn't sound bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, go Google it. It's a potato gun, basically. Who invented that? And you load it up with candy, and you tell the kids to stay at the gate in your front lawn, and poof, Mark, you're smiling. You're liking this.
We've been doing that with beer cans at my parties for a long time.
Okay.
Well, you know, it saves a lot of walking around the party.
That sounds hazardous and fun at the same time.
Yeah. So I don't know if these are commercially available, but a guy in Texas has converted a potato gun into the candy cannon.
What?
And hey, kids, you want your candy? There, go catch it. It's out on the middle of the street.
It'll be landing shortly.
It'll be landing in moments, but don't run into traffic. Speaking of running into traffic to get candy, there's no parade in Sunbury this year, Halloween parade.
Well, they're doing a reverse parade.
A reverse.
Right. So, like, 94KX will be there with the SUV. And
driving backwards.
Laura will be sitting on the tailgate handing out candy as socially distanced kids walk by.
Oh.
And she'll have a mask on, and she can wear gloves if she so chooses. But the kids wouldn't have to. They're going to be distanced, and of course, they'll be wearing a Halloween mask. So
look for Laura. Laura, did you know anything about this?
No, I did not.
No, just popped up yesterday. The fire police.
I get to do that? Great.
what's worse, a helicopter mom or a Karen?
Ooh. Tough one. A loaded question, Tom.
Tom and Laura in the morning. We've all seen these viral videos of Karens going nuts everywhere. The latest one is really kind of scary. It's like a woman going off inside an airplane, and it's almost like some kind of exorcist scene or whatever. You can't even understand what she's saying. It's just creepy. But then there's helicopter moms or dads. They're like annoying as hell too. You know what I mean? It's us. Hey, could you just back it off a little bit? You know, like you want to say that, but you can't because you're not the parent. You're just like observing this kind of behavior. It happens every day, maybe even in your own household, maybe even in your own neighborhood. So there's a viral comedy video going around now. This YouTube lady claims to be a comedian, and if she is, she's darn good. But check it out. Go to YouTube and find the lady who's doing helicopter mom invading her son's Zoom class.
Hi, Mrs. Frazier. Hi, I'm just here with my son, David. I just wanted to sit in the class. I just want to make sure that everything's going well and that we're learning and we're paying attention. Okay. You know, maybe I need a lesson or two on science. I mean, I don't know what osmosis
is. Stop. Let right. The teacher teach.
Is that with plants? I know that you just announced that the entire class has an assignment, but if David could be excused.
What?
I understand there's no exceptions. I just, you know, we pay a lot of money for the school. So, do you need me to leave? Okay, I'll go. Okay. Do you need, like, an assistant of some kind? Because I'm available. I'm free. I don't have tennis today. Okay, okay. I'm going to go. Pay attention. Bye.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous. And I feel like I saw that video on Facebook.
I feel like you've probably seen that mom back in the days when you were a teacher. I mean, it's just...
Oh, gosh.
Then you give your little six-year-old their own iPhone so you could track them and see what they're doing every minute of the day. Mom, back it off. Just calm down. I mean...
It'll be okay.
Think of the old days. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom pretty much pushed me out the front door and I had to walk 2 miles to the Catholic school on the other side of town. She didn't care. Just go to school, kid. Learn something.
I feel like that says more about you than your mom.
Well, yeah. 94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Hey, it's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. Where you calling from, bud?
I'm on my way to work.
On the way to work. Where are you from?
I'm from New Columbia.
All right, Kurt, the kid is hot tonight, and so are the McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets. You're on your way to the Golden Arches for some spicy McNugs.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, enjoy your lunch. In the meantime, tell Laura what kind of coffee you like. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Dunkin'.
Dunkin'? Okay, what do you put in it? Anything?
French vanilla.
French vanilla, Laura, what do you think?
Ooh, that sounds like the perfect coffee order. Delicious.
There it is. It's National Coffee Day, Kurt. That's why we ask you, as well as make you a winner with McDonald's. That's our question on the Ford Fun Line this morning, Tom and Laura's topic of the day. Also on Facebook, and people are lighting it up, I guess, huh?
They are. Lots of people are super specific. On the stove, with a percolator, it's worth the wait. That's what Pappy Bud says.
Pappy Bud, you are old school. Absolutely
right?
Love it. With a percolator. Remember that? Remember how they would, I wonder if his has that little glass knob in the middle of the lid and you could actually see the coffee shooting up into the glass. That used to be so cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean. Other people being really specific with black. Kimberly says, I wish coffee could be taken intravenously. I'm a nursing student and always tired.
She's a nursing student, so she could probably administer her own IV.
Right.
Would be a bad idea. Creativity, we love it. You guys are great. National Coffee Day. No one has come up with like this coffee no one's ever heard of yet?
No, although Joseph says that he takes his coffee seriously. Very seriously.
That would be great at a drive-thru this morning, Joseph. You pull up to the Dunkin'. Yeah, can I have a coffee? How do you take it? Seriously. Very seriously.
Very seriously. Trust in me, then I'll say.
Wow. You know you're getting old when you hear a song in the radio that was old when you were young. It's just weird. I-L-Y, I love you, baby. Originally done in 1957 by Paul Anka. Wow.
Really?
And recorded and re-recorded and re-recorded by several artists over the past 50 years. And there's the latest. Still kind of a cool song, though. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, we're getting fired up. Try it Tuesday. And all things pumpkin again.
It's been a month of pumpkin. I apologize.
No apologies.
People aren't here for the pumpkin like I am.
No apologies necessary. It's been fun. What are we mixing up in the kitchen today? I'm thinking you got a big batter bowl out. Whoa.
I do. But this is something that you can, like, take on the road, too, if you want to.
I think it would be hard to eat out a big batter bowl while you're driving. So there's a portable version, you're saying?
There is.
Yeah?
I'm going to make some pumpkin pancakes, but I'm going to make a pumpkin mug cake that's healthy enough to eat for breakfast.
You know, a lot of people are talking about these things we make in mugs nowadays. It's pretty wild. So you're going to put a pumpkin pancake in a mug?
Indeed, I am.
All right. Try it Tuesday. Coming up at 8:15, Facebook Live. So get ready to switch over to Facebook Live while Laura describes it on the radio and then shows it to you in person. People love the Facebook Live videos from Laura's house.
It's good stuff. We try to keep it real. The dogs are here for it, too, because let me tell you, they love pumpkin, so they might get a little taste as well.
Oh, okay. Well, give the dogs a sample of that pumpkin stuff. It's a family event. Try it Tuesday, live from Laura's house. Family Guy on Sunday is in a little bit of trouble, Laura, because Sunday's episode featured Stewie finally uttering his first word.
I know.
And if you guys, I know, it's hilarious. if you saw it, it was funny, but some people didn't think it was funny. Probably those people that are all about family values and not about a little tongue-in-cheek comedy once in a while. But Stewie did say his first word, and it was an F-bomb.
Today's coffee service will not include Chewy Chips Ahoy.
No, Stewie, don't say it! Don't say it!
Oh, no.
Hey,
Stewie
said his first word, and it was a swear.
Well, this is unacceptable. We have to leave right now and go straight to breakfast. Unbelievable.
Family Guy.
It's the best.
Yeah, like it or not, it's still the best. All things pumpkin. We've been celebrating it on a Try It Tuesday here with Tom and Laura for the last month. And as we roll into October, we'll roll into something else. But now we roll to Laura's kitchen, where she is making our last pumpkin item of the series. And it is?
I mean, in my world, pumpkin isn't going anywhere as we move towards October.
Right.
But
we just, like, quietly celebrate it because the party has been a month long.
It really, every Tuesday in September has been something pumpkin.
I think
it's
great.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I think it's great. So you're doing what is it now? A pancake in a mug? What?
So it's a pumpkin cake in a mug, but it's healthy. So you can eat this cake for breakfast. Everybody loves pancakes, but they're time consuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took a pumpkin pancake recipe and then found a mug cake recipe and zhuzhed it a little bit. And we will see in 1 minute and 15 seconds if I can have a pumpkin pancake that you can take on the road or take to the office.
Okay, for the people listening now, others will be watching it Facebook Live in just moments, and then we'll check the video later if we're driving. But for people that are just listening right now, we love when Laura zhuzhes something. So could you tell us about the zhuzh? Is there maybe some flaxseed in there or something you put in there that's going to make us all feel better?
Yes, so there's no refined sugar.
Okay.
So instead
good.
Of using white sugar, I chose to use maple syrup, but that's also a nod to the season, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of all-purpose flour, I used whole wheat flour.
Mm.
You could probably use regular flour. You could use a flour alternative as well, almond flour, coconut flour. I'm sure it would work.
Oh, okay. So,
and then I did use regular milk, but I tried this the other day with oat milk, and it worked out quite nicely.
All right. We'll be viewing it Facebook Live in just a minute. Try It Tuesday from Laura's Kitchen.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
My world would end without a cup of coffee. It's National Coffee Day, and Jimmy Kimmel explains.
Legend has it that coffee was discovered in the 6th century by an Ethiopian goat herd who noticed that coffee berries gave his goats more energy. So he built a stand out of branches from an olive tree and started charging the goats $6 a cup for them. And the rest is history. One of the most expensive coffees in the world is called Kopi Luwak. It's made by... You probably heard about this. They feed beans to a civet, which is a creature like a cat. So the civet eats the beans, and they travel through its digestive system. And then when they come out, supposedly the beans have a rich, mellow flavor. But the guy who figured that out must really love coffee. I mean...
Get the feeling those guys aren't drinking coffee. They're drinking mugs of something else. Yes. Tom and Laura in the morning on National Coffee Day. Laura's in her kitchen. You saw the video, Facebook Live, on a Try It Tuesday. If you didn't, check it out later. It's always posted up on our Facebook page. So how'd that little pumpkin cake work out?
Tom, so, first and foremost, I never tried a pumpkin mug cake before. So live, I, like... found out if it worked.
And did it?
It worked perfectly.
Oh, good. We don't want you blowing up the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. And then the recipe, I wanted to make some stuff for breakfast tomorrow and the next day. So before I added the milk that was in the recipe,
okay,
I zhuzhed it, added an egg, and made pumpkin waffles.
Wow, you turned it into a waffle recipe.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer on a Tuesday.
A Try It Tuesday twofer with Laura in her kitchen. Tom and Laura in the morning. A National Coffee Day. Lots of deals going on across the country, including free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme. Who told me the other day we're getting a Krispy Kreme here?
But
you know how Central PA is, right?
Wait. Is this like the Red Lobster that's been coming exactly. for decades?
The mystery Red Lobster that is appearing somewhere on
it's
the
not.
Strip in Shemokin.
Red Lobster is never coming.
Right. Well, someone told me, and I think I was at a mini football game in Selins Grove, or maybe a field hockey game or whatever, but somebody goes, yeah, we're getting a Krispy Kreme. I was like, I'll believe it when I see it. Anyway, $1 coffees today at 7-Eleven. Okay. And listen to this one. A free drink in the future if you buy your coffee full price today at Starbucks. What the hell is that? A free drink in the future. What is
maybe
there
they're trying, because Starbucks coffees tend to be the most complicated coffees on the planet.
And expensive.
Maybe, yes, maybe it's so that their baristas don't get backed up.
I guess, maybe. But a free drink in the future. Well, they have like a gypsy sitting at the front door with a big glass ball. I see a free drink in your future. Okay, whatever. Hey, 75% of the caffeine that Americans take into their body comes from coffee. 75%. Wow. The other 25 must be soda pop. I don't know.
Something, yeah. Huh.
66% of women drink coffee, Laura. Only 62% of men drink it every single day.
That's well over half, though, of each gender.
Yeah, yep. Good point. The average coffee drinker puts down 3 cups of coffee a day.
No.
Well, you and I are below average in that category.
Possibly. 1, and it's almost tea time. October 1st is tea time.
There it is. We're not talking about golfing either. I'm 1 cup of coffee for me at about 4 a.m., and I'm done for the whole day. So there, Jennifer, on our text club, who said, coffee sucks. I said, well, no, it doesn't, but I only have 1 a day. And like Laura said, we're coming into teetotaling season. And finally, Americans drink approximately 146 billion cups of coffee
a
year.
Bananas. 146 billion.
Wow.
That's nuts. I mean, I guess America needs their caffeine.
And Juan Valdez is one rich guy. You remember the guy with the donkey on the TV?
Yes. Yeah. I kind of miss him.
That guy. I love that you love and there's nobody's. Only yours, not just anybody's. And if you ever leave, then I'll never go on. Nobody, nobody loves. Okay, I got this picture, Laura. I got this picture of MacGyver in like a pink tutu.
Oh, yeah?
MacGyver might not have the same picture in his mind, but maybe Maggie. Not.
Do you want to wear a pink tutu?
Don't get him angry. Oh, boy.
He says yes.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's cocking his head. He's looking at me.
Tom Murphy, and Laura in the morning. We want to remind you that we will paint the valley pink again this October. But since we're in a COVID time, we're coming up with some fresh new ideas. And one of them is Pets for Pink, powered by Oberdorf Carpet One. They love pets. And Murray Motors Chevrolet. Oh, listen. Listen, the dogs are getting excited.
What do you think? Should we paint you as pets for Paint the Valley Pink? Yes?
Do they make, like, pink hair dye for dogs?
Murphy votes yes.
He's in. Murph will do anything.
He's in. Murph is in. MacGyver is on the fence. I think that might be a yes.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Well, they want to go pink to help Evangelical Community Hospital and the Humphrey Center. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to dress up your pet in a pink outfit, okay, to support breast cancer awareness and send us that picture. Email it to us, pink@wqkx.com, or the 94KX Facebook Messenger will work as well. And start doing that October 1st. So plan the outfit for the next couple of days. We want to see your pet in pink. Deadline to send us the videos and what have you is Friday, October 23rd at 5 p.m. So on the 26th, everybody gets to see the pink pets, and then we're going to find out who wins. So Rob Center, our very own sports center, had his dogs dressed in pink and posted some pictures. And I think you should do it too, Laura. You can't win, but it'll be fun.
And I have a lot of animals to share dressed in pink. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? That's a great idea. You have horses in the stable. How do you dress a horse pink? Whoa, moly.
There are ways.
Pets for Pink coming in October, 94KX. Just about time to move on out of here, says Outkast. Chad Evans on the way next. Celebrate Coffee Day. I don't know, however you wish. I say dark roast, cream, no sugar.
I say espresso, steamed milk.
Ooh, that's your favorite go-to as far as coffee?
I really do like a latte.
Yeah, okay. See, I just, we read earlier today that 66% of women drink coffee every day, 62% of men. And if I found myself in the environment, like somebody wanted to meet me at like a Starbucks, maybe I'd look up at that menu and try something goofy. But for the most part, 4 a.m., one cup of coffee, dark, cream, no sugar. That's all I need to get myself going.
People are very specific about their coffee on the 94KX Facebook page, I have to say.
All right. Did we get anything new that was kind of worth giving a shout out to? Because you people have been creative. I do like the person who says, I take my coffee seriously.
Seriously. William says, certainly not decaf.
You know, William, I'm with you. I mean, I don't drink the coffee just for the drug, just for the caffeine, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if you take the caffeine out of it, what are you actually drinking? Gah, formaldehyde or something, I don't know.
So Darnell seems like he's one of our people,
okay,
if you know what I mean, because he says coffee with rum.
Way to go, Darnell.
Right?
Well, I don't think I've ever had a rum and coffee. That's interesting, though. There's caffeine and coffee.
I was going to say, normally we go with the Irish version. Now we're like a little Kahlua or something, but yeah, rum, maybe I'll have to try it.
Yeah, there's rum and Coke. There's your caffeine. There's rum and coffee. There's your caffeine. Yeah, I'm more Jemison kind of guy. But anyway, well, thank you for participating on Facebook and the text club, and also the Ford Fun Line open for you every single day here with Tom and Laura. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What you got, coffee girl?
Hey, guess what? It is National Coffee Day, so I have a poem, an ode, if you will, to coffee.
Do tell.
I love coffee, an ode to thee. Without coffee, what would I be? A mug of cocoa? A cup of tea? No, thank you. Just coffee for me.
Perfect. Have a good day, coffee drinkers.
Bye, guys.